Hello and welcome back to the Misfits podcast, rated 5 stars on iTunes by Swagger's VR Passwords. He says, eating popcorn is gay because you're eating a busted nut.
Whoa. I never thought about that before.
I scrolled through reviews for like 15 minutes and that was the best one that I found.
No, I think that was pretty good.
I think pretty decent.
I'm joined today by my co-hosts, Swagger Souls.
Hey, how are you?
Toby on the tally.
Hello.
And of course, special guest, Keegan Hawk.
How are you going, everybody?
What's going on, buddy?
We're on portable mics right now.
Yeah.
We're at Keegan's family home.
In my humble abode.
We're at the Hawk Mansion.
Hawk Manor.
Tony Hawk Mansion.
There's right hawks now. Everywhere.
There's just hawks everywhere.
We've been fending them off all day.
I walked in, it was like, ca-ca in my face. Like, it's terrible.
All of my clothing is ruined.
How do you sleep in this house filled with hawks?
Oh, it's really annoying. I've got to keep my door shut tight. They'll claw their way in.
True. They're just like clawing through the door.
Incredible.
Wow. Guys, we're in San Diego right now.
Yeah.
We just wrapped up TwitchCon. And over the weekend, we met Keegan. You know?
It was a good time.
We got in touch like a little bit ago thinking, hey, if we're ever in town, we should meet up. And
what happened is, a while ago, one of the boys, I don't remember who it was, saw a photo of Keegan wearing our merch. And we were like...
Well, you're skating, right?
Hang on a minute. That means he must be a fan.
Yes.
He must know who we are.
We're like poggers.
Yeah.
It was a big pog.
It was a big pog honest, moment. It was actually pretty crazy. We were all like, holy shit.
Mm. Yeah, dude, it was cool. It's like a make-a-wish trip, but I don't have to die of cancer.
Dude, it's like the best of both worlds, you know? Whoa. You're going to meet the Misfits.
Yeah.
You know, you're on the podcast.
No, it's been a good time.
The Hawks are outside. Like
Hawks are outside.
Motherfucker's been on the podcast 30 seconds and he's already making jokes about cancer.
It's the Misfits effect. It's just how it works. Tell us about yourself, Keegan. What's going on?
I'm in school in Seattle right now. Mm-hmm. First year. That's why normally down here from San Diego originally. Mm-hmm. Been here my whole life.
Right.
Yeah, I've raised skating a lot.
What's that? I mean, how long have you been skating for? Like, when did you start?
I think probably started, it's more just been like, there's not like a definitive age when I started, but it's just kind of, it's always been there.
True.
How could it not?
I guess, but, right?
Yeah. I mean, you literally have a, like, full skate park in your backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Have you always lived in this? Oh, sorry. You ask your question.
It's just a giant ball in the ground, a giant concrete ball.
Yep.
Yeah.
And actually, before that was there, when we got this house, it was a big grass patch with one of those, you know how they have like fairs and stuff, the strap-in trampolines, and you like get inside, you do flips and
stuff. Wait, it had one of those at the house?
Yeah, it was there because the old owner was like a gymnast or something.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Dude, America's crazy.
So they used to put me in there and use me as a pinata. Okay. Just bounce me up and down when I was like 5.
Wow, Swagger had a similar childhood. His uncles used to beat him with
pillowcases
filled with oranges.
Oranges, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Good times.
Why are we bringing this up?
Sorry, you know, let's stay away from your childhood and focus on Vegans.
When you were a kid, like, were you brought up playing your dad's games?
Tony Hawk, pro skater.
You know, it was funny because there was some that I would do like test runs for, like the ride game, you know, the one that
Had the skateboard.
Didn't do too great, but the floor one. I actually like did testing for that. I didn't know what the hell I was doing because I was little. Oh my God, probably like 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I remember flying to St. Louis and doing a test run for that and just being so confused of like anything that's going on.
Right.
We did that. I played a lot of Minecraft growing up.
Oh, you're a gamer.
I was a gamer with the Minecraft. That was it.
That's
and
dope.
Also that, and I was big on Spore. Have you ever played Spore?
Yeah, I played Spore.
That nice. I recently just got back into that and started replaying it. The childhood.
I forgot all about Spore.
I've never played Spore. I always wanted to try it out.
It's nostalgia incarnate, dude.
If you play it now, it's such a shitty game, but it's so good. It really is.
There's so many games that, you know, if you didn't play it as a kid, when the hype comes back and everyone's super keen to play it again and you try it, it's just so trash.
It's like Spyro. As Spyro Remaster came out, a lot of people were like banking on the nostalgia, but a lot of people were like, this is a shit game.
Minecraft still holds up, though.
Oh, dude, easily.
Always holds
timeless.
Up. That the Spyro games, and also we recently rediscovered one of those Scooby-Doo games, the old ones. They're so hard to control. Like, they're so fun when you're little. You get back into it. And also Wii Sports Resort.
Ooh. Oh, yeah,
I've been getting back into that. I was like, I just thought about it, and I was like, I got to get the Wii set up, got to hook the whole thing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's been fun.
True. So, like, okay, obviously your dad is Tony Hawk.
Yep.
When did you kind of become aware, do you think, of, like, who he was or...
That's
like,
a great question.
Like, the kind of scale of things, because...
I remembered there was a... there was an event at Legoland. It was some Christmas special. Legoland's, mm-hmm. like, 15 minutes mm-hmm. north of here.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Everything. Disneyland's, like, hour. But there was this event, like, this Christmas tree lighting ceremony thing. And I remember, like, being on stage there, being brought on stage or something. There's tons of people around. And I think that was the first time I was like, oh, wow, why am I actually, like, up here? Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And
true.
That's kind of the first time it hit me. And then once I started, like, moving into middle school, high school, all that, that's when, like, you start actually noticing what it does to you.
Right. Did you go to a public school?
I went to a private school, middle school, and then high school.
Cool.
Yeah. Did the other kids kind of, like, know your dad and, like, treat you differently? Or
yeah, so middle school was, like, that. I went to a big private middle. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the kids there definitely, that's when I started learning, like, you got to watch who's actually
totally.
On your side.
Totally.
Who just wants to go to Tony Hawk's house, you mean?
Right. And I'm sure you guys get the exact same thing a lot of the time now. Mm, yeah. But
yeah, we're just using you to get to Tony Hawk.
Yeah. You could post the photo on Instagram.
That's all it was. Yeah.
That's all we want.
I'm actually really uncomfortable that I'm still here.
Yeah, it's like, please let me the hell out
as soon
here.
As I took the photo.
We didn't kickflip yet. So tough shit.
That's not going to happen.
Can't leave until you kickflip. Once you're here, you're stuck here until you can prove your worth.
Yeah, we had this joke for like 20 minutes before the show started that Tony Hawk had trapped us here for weeks and he wouldn't let us leave until we
completed
it.
Instead of a fingerprint scanner to get into the house, you need to kickflip.
Exactly.
We're going to put soap on all the sides of the skate park and just toss you in the middle. You're not going to be able to get out.
Get out of a try. Just oil it up.
He thought of that so quick. I'm getting to think he's done it before.
I think he's actually a sociopath.
Okay, well, we have done that.
You have?
We filled the entire skate park with tarps and put soap all over it.
Oh, it's just a giant slip and
slide. Giant slip and slide. We've done that once, except my friend was trying to just ride down a ramp on his feet. And, of course, he just slipped and just smacked his head.
Oh. Was he wearing a helmet?
He was not wearing a helmet.
Do you wear a helmet?
I don't wear a
helmet. Why?
You know.
Style?
God, yeah.
Yeah, he's
I don't know.
Swagger.
It's clunky.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
he's
is.
A helmet guy, you know. He doesn't
you know
understand.
What? More power to you if you want to wear a helmet, but.
I would not drop in wearing this helmet.
But.
I would actually break my neck.
I mean, I'm not a professional, but people don't realize is that when you grow up skating for 10 years, half the time is learning how to skate and half of it is learning how to fall.
Mm.
So I'm pretty capable of catching myself when I get in like bad situations.
Mm. So how much skating do you do now?
A bit. I do it as often as I can. There's a couple parks close to my school in college, but it's a big part of my life.
So and like, is it just like a casual part of your life, or do you do professional things as well?
Not so much professional level, but I try to do it as often as I can.
Yeah,
and I like getting better.
Yeah, true. Totally.
What I find interesting about skating is kind of like, I feel like skaters have such a different relationship with fear of physical pain than like regular people do.
Yeah.
Because it is such like a, like if you fall and you're doing something that's big, then like that's like terrifying for most people because you're on concrete, right? Like, do you still feel like if you're working up to something that's big, you're like freaking out about the potential damage you could do to yourself? Or is it like, I'm kind of confident
for sure.
Here?
The part about learning tricks is some things will just take hours and hours of practice and learning.
Hmm.
Some are things that you could do, mainly like when you're doing tricks down stair sets or something like that. Like it's an 8 stair and you're trying to kickflip it. Hmm. Like, you know in your head you can do it, but there's that mental block of actually trying to land on the board, and that just takes a long time to get over with. And then once you do, you're like, oh, shit, it's not that bad.
Have you had any serious injuries from skating?
Yeah, I've had a few. Actually, recently, like a week and a half ago, I just skated to Domino's, and I was coming back with my friends going down this big hill, and there was a group of people coming up this way and another one coming this way. Right as I was going to pass them, is when they were like colliding.
Oh, no.
Took my foot off to slow down. I was hauling ass like 15 miles per hour or something. Lost balance, flew forward, and just knocked my head.
Yikes.
And I was out for like at least 1 second.
Really?
Damn.
I just woke up and there's like Domino's brownie bits all over the floor. Oh. And then there's a guy above me like, hey man, you good? And I was like,
My Domino's, bro.
That's really all I cared about. I was having a good ass day. I just wanted to eat some pizza.
That's a college kid right there.
Such a shame. Just like in on the ground crying. It's like, Like broken bones or anything like that? Any like real fucked up shit?
I've broken and got more injured doing non-skating related things, actually. But I did, I cut, basically guillotined the top of my finger under my board a little like 2 years ago.
It sounds like a really dumb idea.
It was.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I was just feeling it. I just wanted to feel what it felt like.
Yeah. Just chop it off.
Why the fuck not?
No, but I fell backwards and it went under my board and I sat on my board.
Oh, that shit sucks.
Came right off. And then I just went to the ER and it's good now. I still have like not a lot of feeling in the top of this finger, but.
What, do they like sew it back on?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they did that. And then same thing happened with my toe underneath my board. And then it turned purple for like 4 months. And
shit.
I just waited and the nail just fell off eventually.
Oh no.
Oh,
that was gross. So gross.
Yeah, what was that like? Did you have to pull it off or something?
I think I was in the shower or something.
Yeah. Spike would want to know more details.
Spike loves this kind of stuff.
Tell me in excruciating detail.
There's pus oozing everywhere.
Hey, no, stop.
Ryan loves that guy. I imagine Ryan will like watch pimple popping videos.
Oh,
like,
I can't stand that. People say they love that. I'm like, oh, I can't.
Gross. You watch like live streamers?
Yeah, I watch some streamers.
You know Mexican Andy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan donated to his stream to get him to pop a pimple live on stream. They gave him $15 and then he did it.
I was actually.
And that's why children shouldn't have money.
I was big into Ice Poseidon for a while.
Really? No shit.
Interesting.
And then I realized he was doing some pretty fucking stupid things and I was like, all right.
Were you watching him back when he was doing just RuneScape stuff? Or was it when he went IRL streaming is when you started picking up on him?
Yeah, kind of the transition between RuneScape and IRL. Because I used to play RuneScape all the time.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Never really got that good. It was like I'd get an account, level it to 30 or something, not know what the hell I was doing, and then forget a password and make another one. But I'd do that. So I'd like to watch the RuneScape streamers, I never really know what the hell was going on.
Same here.
Yeah. It's good, though.
Yeah, we've never met Ice Poseidon. Have you guys met him? Ice Poseidon? I think the only time I've seen him is when we were in an Uber, and we looked out the window, and we're like, isn't that Ice Poseidon just walking down the street? And we're like, oh, yeah.
Interesting.
That is Ice Poseidon just walking down the street.
Yeah, I've never met him.
Speaking of streamers, you came to our big little shindig on the weekend.
I did.
At TwitchCon.
Interesting experience.
What was that like? Like, have you been to a party like that before? Or
I've been to parties, like, not... Never been to like a YouTuber streamer party, but big parties, yeah.
To be honest, neither.
No, we haven't either.
Oh, we've been to a couple.
Well, I've been to some, but like that was our first
not
time.
Not a banger.
Our first time hosting.
I'm hoping that by the time this comes out, we would have told the whole story on a different episode, but I'm interested to hear your perspective. Cause...
Yeah, so I don't know. I just walked in there, introduced everybody. Everyone's super cool. Mm-hmm. And me and my friend Chris were there. So we were just walking around talking to people. We ended up talking to Wellen for a while about Rust. That was pretty fun.
You a fan of Wellen?
I hadn't watched him much before that, but I definitely like seen his videos. Because I used to be into Rust for a while. I used to watch like, what's his name? Shadowfrax.
Oh, yeah.
Those
guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked them. But yeah, the party was super cool. Walked around. Chris was going to make me do a keg stand. Changed his mind.
That's right. Yeah, the cake stands didn't seem like a good idea.
No.
Yeah. Especially because we were right beside the water.
Mm.
That too. You held them up, didn't you?
Yeah, well, me and Ted were having a conversation and then like they were looking for tall guys to help them do the cake stand. Yeah. Like, oh, there they are, like talking to each other. So we lifted Chris up and I mean, it wasn't a very successful cake stand. He kind of splattered it everywhere.
He did his best.
He did a shooey, right?
Did a shooey.
A shooey's, a shooey's not a thing in America, right?
No.
Nope.
So I have no idea.
How is your shooey? Explain that.
Yeah, explain what a shooey is as well.
he said, all right, you're doing a shooey if I'm doing cake stand. I was like, okay. I assumed it was pretty self-explanatory, and it was.
Yeah.
Just took the shoe. It's gross. Kind of
your own shoe
it,
off, and you...
No, he used Chris's shoe.
It was Chris's
shoe.
You drank out of Chris's shoe.
Yeah.
That's serious. Wow. So what, you just put beer in the shoe and you chugged away?
Just went at it. I mean, he was doing the keg stand, had to do it.
Did it taste like Chris's feet?
I didn't taste much, no. Okay. It's really frothy. So.
Just foam.
Yeah.
Cool, man. I mean, yeah, it was great to have you there. It was very like... I don't know. There were so many different people from different walks of life at that
party. Yeah, seriously. It's kind of a surreal experience. Yeah,
dude, horrible. Even for us, like, it was our first time meeting so many different people, you know, first time meeting you, obviously.
Yep.
And just, like, so many people that came through the door, it was like, wait a second, that's so-and-so. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What are they doing here, you know? It was crazy.
That was kind of I'll talk about that when we went up to the very top, and I think me and Ryan were sitting up there, and that's when Smitty came up, and I used to watch him a ton like 2 years ago. Then he's like, "Hey, what's up on Smitty?" I was like, "Oh, cool, man. That's it's cool to see that.
That's sick."
Yeah.
I mean, that's the cool part about these events is that there's just people everywhere, and like, you know, from all kinds of crazy
like
places.
The events are more like an excuse to get together with all the people that you know than they are like about the event themselves.
True.
Yeah, the convention's a good thing for like a day. You know, you walk around the floor, you do your thing. But aside from that, the majority of the trip is just seeing other people that, you know, you never get to see.
Exactly.
So you said you're at college, right? What are you studying?
I'm studying photography.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I used to do heaps of photography.
Yeah, I like it a lot right now. I used to do, I still do, but main focus was landscape photography. I used to do that all digital because we travel a lot. It was good. I really just enjoyed taking photos and that. But right now we're taking a class in film photography. So I'm learning how to develop. That's been a really good time. That's why I had my camera earlier. I was taking some photos.
I guess it pairs well with skating, right? Because you can
skate
around and shoot.
For sure. You can skate around. That's what we do in the city now. Because I'd never lived in the city before, but it's a really different experience. You just skate around, take photos. It's a good time.
That's dope. Yeah. So, like, what year are you at?
I'm 2023.
Oh.
Yep. First year in right now.
Dope. Dope.
It's good so far. I like it.
That's lit.
Yeah. Coming from, like, skating is kind of considered like an extreme sport, I guess.
Really?
Do you think that's fair?
No, I think like UFC and MMA.
No, that's not an extreme sport.
Dude, yeah, it is. They're literally beating the shit out of each other.
Literally, the X Games is the extreme games.
Extreme sports is like skydiving and shit.
Yeah? Yeah. Skydiving's a sport?
Well, that's just what they call it.
Such a boomer.
You literally just jump out of a plane. What's so physically exhausting about that?
That's just what it's called.
It's weird.
But like coming from a family of, you know, skaters and stuff. Does that mean that, like, do you think the people in your family kind of, like, do adrenaline junkie sort of stuff? Like, do you do things other than skating that might be considered extreme?
That's a good question.
Every day is extreme.
I guess so. I mean, we all snowboard. We all go up to Mammoth quite a bit. That's the mountain. And I like to do stuff. I'm a big climber myself. I like to climb a lot. Bouldering.
It's nice to climb a little.
It's good.
Dabble in the climbing.
Yeah, it's really... So, I mean, I do that sort of thing. But
like literally free face off on a mountain, or are you talking like at a place that has like the walls of the gym?
A little bit of both, because I go to Yosemite pretty often too, so I try and boulder when I'm up there. Nice. But yeah, I actually have never learned how to top rope, which is rope climbing. So
I want to learn how to do
I'm
that.
I'm going to learn to do that soon.
We have a rock climbing place really close to our office. I'm thinking about learning to do that.
Yeah.
I can just put you on a pulley and... Pull you all the way to the top,
dude.
Little harness.
I'm fine from 5'8" above the ground. Any higher, I'd freak out. If I was his height, I'd have anxiety all the time.
I have constant nausea. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Vertigo, looking around.
Yeah, the air pressure up there.
Oh, it's the worst. When I sit down, I have to pop my ears. It's fucked up. What about surfing?
Surfing, a little bit.
A little bit?
Not too much, though. Everyone was like, California, expected to be a surfer, but I'm pretty shit at it.
Do you enjoy it, though?
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. I love the ocean because it's just always been there, but I try and do it when I can. I don't know. Never got too big into just like wanting to go out every day, but if friends are going out, I'll join them.
True. Yeah. You got any crazy stories, Keegan?
You got any crazy stories that you're comfortable telling in your home?
You got any misfits kind of stories, Keegan Hawk? That you could anything growing up that like stands out? Like, huh, that was a kind of... weird memory that most kids might not have.
Oh, I do got a funny story about photos with my dad. One time, I think I was about 12 years old. My brother was like 14. We're at a Five Guys driving back from, I think, Disneyland, something like that. And this guy comes up to him. I think he was working there at the time, but he came up to my dad. He's like, "Hey, can you like, can we get a photo?" And he asked my brother Spencer to shoot it. And he's like, "Yeah, for sure." And then he's taking the photo. My brother accidentally swipes some which way direction into his camera roll, just hundreds of dick pics.
Really?
Oh my god.
All the same dick, or are they various dicks? That's the real question.
Yeah, that's what we're wondering. Like, maybe contact photos for all his friends.
You're mad. Interesting. It's how your brain goes, oh, that's what his dick looks like. Yeah. I remember now.
Poor traumatized Spencer is just like, oh, shit. He's like shaking, gets back to the
camera.
How
old was he at the time?
He was like 14.
Oh, Jesus. Yikes.
Did he mention anything to the guy in the moment or just say after he was like, oh, like,
but we found his Instagram later because he tagged him and it was something else. Yeah, all dicks on Instagram.
That's crazy. Do you get stopped when you're out and about with your dad quite a bit? Or
yeah, it happens, but you just get used to it.
True.
Do you get stopped very often, like being his son?
No, I've never gotten stopped. Okay. There's just been some weird like happenings. Yeah. A lot with DoorDash, weird stuff like that. Because some guy, like a guy came, delivered food, and he's like, yo, I think like the guy at the restaurant knows you or something. And I was like, what? That happens, but also... like going through airports and stuff. A lot of the time TSA people recognize you and just like ask.
Yeah, I guess people would see your name and then put two and two together.
And I'm carrying a skateboard half the time too. True. So it's pretty.
And you're wearing Thrasher.
Yep. So. Definitely. True. Can you tell? Yeah. Can you tell I kickflip?
Yeah, I can tell this guy is known to do a kickflip or two.
This guy kickflips, bro. Yeah.
What's the biggest trick you can do, would you say, like the most complicated one?
Well, I think it was... it was the trick I was doing while I was wearing the shirt. So, yeah, it was.
I can't remember what it was. Honestly, you probably wouldn't even know it by name.
Yeah, I don't have a board to demonstrate 360 flip. It's where the board does a 360. Dude, you do a kickflip, and I did that. I didn't land it, but I did it down 8 stairs. I've kickflipped like 8 stairs. That's probably like my limit.
So your dad is primarily known for doing like vert stuff.
Yeah, vert stuff.
Is that what you're into, or do you do more, you know, standard ground stuff?
I do more standard like ledges, rails. Mm-hmm. That's more my thing. Yeah. But I like to do stuff on the big ramp sometimes. It's hard.
Have you been on the mega ramp?
I have been on the mega ramp.
What's the mega ramp like?
The mega is huge. I tried the full thing once, and I think I landed a little before the landing, put my hands down, and the wood is so rough.
It just sounds terrifying.
Splinters all up there. It's terrible. It was the worst.
Are you good if you wear like knee pads and like hand things and you kind of slide off, right?
Yeah, you can. I was wearing knee pads, but I just had my hands out, put them down. Because
The technique's kind of like slide on your knees and lean back. Right?
What's the mega ramp? Just a very, very, very big ramp.
Very large ramp. I'm not 100% sure how the launch ramp is at the very end. I think it's around like 30 feet. 30 to 40 feet, not sure.
I remember being fascinated by it when I was like 12. That's when I tried skating, but I wasn't very good at skating.
I could never skate.
The interesting thing about, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't want to make this too much about your dad, but just have something interesting. I think like with the games that your dad made, it meant that there was a whole generation of people that didn't even necessarily skate that loved skating.
Yeah.
Like I was terrible at skating. All I ever did was like skating to get around. It was never doing tricks. Mm. But the games and, you know, and all that brought me into this world of like, you know, the whole sport in general.
It's the culture.
It's so interesting. Yeah.
No, for sure. And I remember being like younger. I think we're at Legoland or something. And some...
Legoland.
Disneyland. Legoland. Shit happens at Legoland. There's like some guy's wife that had like a shirt that said like, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4, like best birth control or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Just because his husband's playing it 24/7.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot of memories of me and my school friends crowding around the school computer.
Yeah.
After we downloaded Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, I think it was, or Alcatraz or one, you know, whatever it was.
No, yeah, I used to play the old games when we'd go up to like boarding trips and stuff, and I'd play, and all I would do is just see how much I could fuck up my dad. There's a level of like a roller coaster and stuff. I'd like send him on the rails and just watch.
Think about that.
Jesus Christ.
You have an argument with him one day. He's like, fuck you. That's so funny.
What do you think of scooter kids that go to skate parks on scooters, razor scooters?
Everyone's got the freedom to do whatever they want. I totally get that because it just makes me sad now because I'll go to parks and stuff and then little kids will come up to me like asking me like, oh, am I getting in your way? Am I doing them? I'm like, no, you're fine. Go enjoy yourself. Because it's the same with anyone. It's just that you have to understand respect within terms of like a public area like that.
Yeah.
Like
give everybody space.
Yeah. It's I haven't even noticed that. That's been like the problem recently. It's been moms that bring their kids to the park learning to skate, and then they sit them in the bowl for like 30 minutes at a time and won't understand that you have to let other people keep going.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah. When I was younger, I always found the skate park to be a very intimidating place because they're all the big kids and they were all better than me. And like, I literally didn't know shit.
And at the end of the day, the big kids that were there that were better than you probably wouldn't have cared if you were, you know, having fun there.
Exactly.
It's weird because I think skaters get a bad rap for being, like, you know, druggies or, like, aggressive or whatever the fuck. But whenever I talk to those guys, they were just the nicest.
Yeah,
they're like,
they're just chill.
Good. They're just chilling out. They just want everyone having a good time.
So, guys, everyone wants to help you out, too. Like, if you'd ask anyone in the park, like, yeah, they are, they're really daunting at first, but, like, everyone's just on their own terms, except when a girl comes to the skate park. Then everyone goes fucking insane.
What happens then? People just, the vibe gets weird.
It's actually good.
Everyone just starts kickflipping.
Yeah, that's actually what it is. They'll all just, whatever is in front of them, they'll just, everybody flocks there trying to land something.
Trying to hit the biggest trick.
I feel like, on the subject of scooter kids, I feel like part of the reason why they would get a bad, such a bad rap is because it's more approachable than skating. And that means that it would draw in a younger demographic. And I feel like those are the people that would, you know, be less like socially conscious of what they're doing.
Yeah. Hmm.
And because of that, you know, it just makes them look like dicks.
And yeah, that
but
is
in reality, what... they're just, you know, they're just done with their
doing. Exactly. They're just kids having fun. And but you do get a handful that are just like cocky idiots. Yeah. And
as with anything.
I only ask because there's that side of YouTube, you know, it's like skater versus angry mom, skater whatever. You know, there's always like, there's like skater versus scooter kid. And there's, it's like a 20-part series.
That's what gets them the bad rap.
Yeah, dude.
Right there.
There's a lot of videos. You watch a lot of skating videos? Like that kind of shit?
Watch a lot of Thrasher stuff on YouTube. Different like actual skating parts. If you're talking about like Braille and stuff like that, I don't watch a whole lot of that. But I think that it's good. That's getting a lot of kids into skating right now.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, would you say skating's as big now as it was back in the day?
I think it's bigger than ever right now. So? Yeah. Mm. And that, especially Braille, is like getting a lot of kids into it, which is cool.
Braille is a really interesting one because I know that there's a lot of people that aren't interested in skating at all that love Braille's
videos. Watch
them,
gets them into it, and like that. I wouldn't. That is, real skating is whatever you want it to be. Yeah. But like in terms of like pros, sponsorships, and stuff like that, it's kind of separated, like between the YouTube skating and the real skating. I don't know.
True,
but
it's interesting. How do sponsors work with skating?
They'll pay you to represent them at like contests, anything like that. You'll go on tours with teams and just skate, do demos and stuff like that.
So it's legit very competitive.
Yeah, it's pretty competitive. The prize pools are getting bigger and bigger every year. It's getting crazy, the amount of money that they're doing for like Street League and X Games and things like that.
What are some of the prize pools for something like X Games?
Like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Shit.
Yep.
Crazy.
It's getting nuts. I think I could be completely wrong on this, but like the Super Crown, which is the top event for Street League, had somewhere over $2 million.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, one of the people that I'm sure you're aware of, Niger.
Yeah.
I saw him on YouTube recently. Mm-hmm. He really got me like down a rabbit hole watching skating again.
Yep.
Yeah, do you know him at all?
He's a really good skater.
Yeah,
he's like in terms of one of the best, and he's like, he hangs with all the FaZe guys.
Oh, true.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's a street skating, right?
Mm.
More or less. Yeah.
Yeah. He wins almost every contest.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay.
That's crazy.
I saw a sick Thrasher video recently where they were skating a like abandoned water park.
Oh,
it was so cool.
I was there.
I thought you were there. Yeah, I thought you were in the video.
I don't think I was in the video, but yeah, I was there watching it. I have a video. They didn't put it in, but I did.
Was
did
your
the,
brother in it, maybe?
Yeah, he was.
That might have been what I thought. Yeah.
Mm.
It was a really cool video.
You got a question?
No, you go.
What's the worst bail you've ever seen? Like,
I've ever seen in person?
Yeah. Like, one of your friends or something? Or
ooh, actually, Steve-O.
Really?
Really?
We were just talking about the last podcast.
He was doing this thing. He's trying to do this bit where he was on top of like a wooden, almost sort of porta potty structure. And he was having actually Danny Way, who's a different skater, drive Adam in a car. And he was going to try and grab his board and like lift up and jump off and land on the ground. Like, while the car is going through
I think I saw a video of this. Did this video get released?
I think the video might have gotten released. Yeah. It was a while ago. But
what could go wrong?
Exactly.
In that scenario.
He landed and broke both of his ankles right there.
Fucking
hell. And I watched that happen. It was brutal to watch.
How old were you?
That was probably like 3 or 4 years ago.
I thought you were going to say 3 or 4, just like sitting there.
No, I was not 3 or 4.
So Steve-O is still doing stuff like that.
He's doing stuff like that, yeah. Jesus.
He's still a crazy motherfucker.
He just posted a video of like breaking bottles on his head. He's still doing gnarly stuff.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Steve-O's killing it.
It's insane.
I've been around the Jackass guys a bit because my dad's done stuff with them in the past. And then I think for the most recent Birdhouse video, they did an intro for one of the guys. And that was pretty cool. It was actually David Loy. He's friends with Nigel and all those guys. Mm-hmm. And he did, he recreated what Steve-O did, but he actually landed it.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So that was cool to watch. I watched that too.
Cool.
Steve-O was just off to the side like, fuck this guy, man.
Seriously.
That's crazy.
Cool.
It was cool to see that.
Yeah, I grew up watching Jackass like big time.
I think we all did, right?
Yeah, really.
He's a little too young, but still watching.
I feel like most of the people watching Jackass are a little too young to be watching Jackass.
It must be right.
And, it's generally anything that's edgy. An adult, you know, a younger audience just looks at that and goes, ooh, I'm not supposed to watch this, so I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Little rebels.
And I think I wasn't in town at the time, but my dad brought my two stepbrothers, and I think maybe my brother, to the Jackass 3 premiere. And they came back and they were looking through like the gift bags or something like that. And there's a dildo inside. And they like, of course, pick it up. And they're like, look, it's a wiener. And then my dad grabs it and just throws it out the window.
Oh man.
Onto the road.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It just like sticks onto another car.
Yeah.
Do an accident.
Thank God. So, I mean, what do you got planned for the future? Like, where are you trying to be? What are you trying to hit in life?
I've been trying to get into it, because being a standalone photographer is really hard. It's really hard most of the time.
It's very draining.
Exactly. And it's hard to do stuff like that, especially landscape, like where I'm going. You have to get a big following to start to be able to actually make a living off it. So I think I have some, I've been pretty fortunate with like hookups and stuff in that industry. So I'm going to try and shoot with some big photographers. Like one of my best friend's dad is a shooter for Reuters. Mm-hmm. So, trying to do some stuff.
Do you want to promote your Instagram?
Oh, yeah. Just made a new one, new public Instagram. Ooh. I think it's Keegan Hawk Skates.
At Keegan Hawk Skates.
Spell it out.
K-E-E-G-A-N, Hawk Skates. And I haven't posted anything on it yet.
Everyone go follow that, please.
Do it.
Yeah.
Right
now.
Motherfuckers.
Hopefully by the time this is out, you'll have at least something.
At least 7.
A little someone on there.
A little 7 followers. Maybe 10. I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'll be pretty cool.
Wait,
double-digit followers?
I'd be stoked.
So wait, landscape photography is just photography of landscape?
The
land.
Of the landscape.
Statistic stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the thing about photography, because that was like what I was trying to pursue before the YouTube stuff. And the reason I stopped was, the beginning stages of it, you have to do everything that you are paid to do. So it kind of takes the art out of it, and it just makes it more of like a mechanical thing.
Right.
And I feel like that was kind of almost like demotivating me and making me enjoy the artistic side less. So like something like landscapes or something where it's all on your own terms is really cool.
And that's what I do. It's hard for them sometimes too, because we'll go travel to a crazy place and they just want to like hang out as a family, go around, do stuff. Right. And I'm just like, no, can we go to this park and like over here and like 5 hours north this way? And then.
True. So do you find the spots like organically, or do you kind of Google around and think?
I Google around. I follow a lot of photographers and I've talked to a couple too. I try and DM them if I can, and sometimes they'll give me spots. Mm. So that's always cool.
I mean, the fact that you're, taking the time in your family holiday to, go get out there and try and take those things shows like passion and stuff. So it's a good sign.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm really bad.
Shows that you're going down the right thing.
That's dope.
I love traveling and stuff, so it's good.
Yeah, we love it too.
Oh yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Down here. How's your guys' experience been down here?
Pretty good, man. Going into LA and then coming to San Diego.
Is this the first time in San Diego?
My first time.
Yeah. It's beautiful, man.
It's way more relaxed than LA.
LA is chaotic.
Fitz was saying as we were driving around, he said that San Diego is almost like what he thought LA would be.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like LA but less smog and mm-hmm. more paradise, you know.
Yeah.
Beautiful water.
Yeah. Really nice.
San Diego is like if LA went to rehab.
It got cleaned up a bit, you know. LA, just touched up.
LA is just on crack. So much of it.
I mean, LA is great for a couple of days, though, you know.
Yeah. It's a type.
Wouldn't
you
live there.
You definitely got to have a type to live there.
Like, spend much time there?
I don't really go. It's I only go up there if there's some event or something up there that is happening. I've never gone up there just for a fun
just to
visit.
Go to LA,
because it's hard to have a fun visit in LA.
Have you been all over the world, or?
Yeah, I've been in a couple places. Like, I've been to Australia for that skate event
a couple
of times.
You gotta come visit us sometime.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
What's
your favorite spot that you've been to, like, in the world? What's a country that?
I really like Iceland a lot.
Really?
Interesting.
I love Iceland. And I've got some friends who stay there part-time with their dad. They go and visit them. So I stayed with them, I think, not this last summer, but the one before that. Mm. That was a really cool experience, just staying with Icelandic people.
Have you been to Japan at all?
Yeah.
What's the skate culture like over there? Is it?
It's getting really big, and a lot of kids, young kids, are getting crazy good at skateboarding.
Yeah, I could totally imagine.
It's like 8-year-olds that are doing
culture there.
Gnarly stuff.
Are there any like big skate tournaments in Japan?
There's like different tours that go around, like Vans and Mountain Dew have these tours that go around, and they just go to different countries, and then everyone flies there for that. Hmm. But Japan, like United States, they are fully aware of what skating is. Like, you'll go to Seattle, every single ledge, everything is skate stop, nearly everything.
Yeah.
But Japan is just like, skating didn't even exist there until like a little while ago. So
really?
Everything. Yeah. Oh,
interesting.
Everything is just like, it's a playground, like the entire place.
Yeah. I remember someone saying that they went to India and they brought their skateboard there. And people just had no idea what it was.
Really?
And they started like putting wheels on the bottom of pieces of wood and stuff to try and copy what he was doing.
It's wild.
And that wasn't that long ago. I don't remember who it was though.
True.
Pretty crazy.
Have you ever looked into the world of parkour at all? Do you know like any people involved in that space?
Yes. Mm. So they actually opened one of those Tempests like in San Diego a couple years ago. We used to go there all the time when it opened. I had my birthday there one year.
Mm.
So that was fun. I like never got into parkour, but I had fun doing flips and whatever.
True.
And one of my new best friends in college, he's actually like really into parkour and stuff. So it's funny because we'll be walking around and be like, oh, look at this. Because whenever we're walking around with my friends, I'll be pointing out skate spots and then he'll be pointing out like parkour spots. So.
Yeah. You used to do parkour when you were younger.
I did parkour for like a year and a half, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
I didn't get very good at it, but like I feel like it's very similar to skating in that you kind of just travel around with a group of people. You just see like a dope spot that could have potential to do some shit on it.
Yeah, exactly. And even learning like just a front flip or a back flip to do anything, it's a good party trick.
Dude, like
pull it out.
My first 2 months doing parkour were learning how to like jump from one spot to the other properly.
Yeah. That's the stuff that scares the shit out of me.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
those people up on the roofs just jumping like 20 stories.
Yeah.
Up. Yeah. Does that
just
make
like
your palms sweat?
That, I think that's fine, but the stuff that's like jumping from one little ledge to the other, that's the stuff that scares me because I know how much that can wreck your ankles if you land badly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you even like were to land like this and you just crush inward on you, it's brutal.
Well, I guess it's like, it's probably similar to skating because, you know, skaters who are doing big tricks have been working up to this for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And they know exactly like how to land. And like you said earlier, they know how to fall as well, which is, I guess, a big part of it. So even if you fuck up, you kind of know how to like, orientate your body so you fuck it up as little as possible, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess there's always risk involved.
There's always times it'll go awry too, though.
Yeah.
That's when all the, if you follow Hall Meet on Instagram, that's so good. It's all just skating slams. People just
that's what makes it extreme.
I wonder how long skating is going to be like a big thing.
Probably forever. I feel like it's timeless,
think so, right?
It's literally a board with wheels. It's like, and anyone can make one, anyone can ride one.
I guess the only thing that would stop it being popular would be if somehow a government was just like, nah, no, skating's banned.
Just banning skateboarding?
As if, dude.
It's like the opposite. It just got introduced to the Olympics.
Yeah, yeah. That's
seriously?
Crazy.
Really?
And surfing.
That's fucking awesome.
Surfing, climbing, and skating all in the same year.
Damn.
It's going to be very, that's going to be an exciting Olympics.
It'll be interesting.
Climbing is so cool to watch.
Mm-hmm. And it's all, that's speed climbing, which is the same route. Just they have, and everyone practices on the same route, does the same route. So
So they're insanely quick.
Yep.
Jesus.
Just like spider monkey scale.
Yeah,
on the wall.
A couple
looks crazy
chimps
watch.
Just hobbling up the hill.
Yeah.
Have you got anything you want to talk about for the last few minutes of the podcast?
He's got a flight to catch, right?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I mean, if you guys keep asking, but...
We were hoping we had time for you to show us some basic skateboard tricks outside.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we still have time, but if we do end up doing that...
If we do, that would be good.
The audience can look forward to some disastrous footage of me attempting to ollie after 10
years.
Can't
wait to break both of my ankles like Steve-O.
Seriously, someone's got to have to try and roll into the backyard.
Dude, I don't know if I can do it, bro.
I'll die.
I remember trying to drop in when I was a kid. There was this skate shop that had a half pipe in the back, and all my friends were dropping in and stuff, and I had never really skated. I tried dropping in, and it's just like, I feel like the only thing about dropping in that's hard is just committing.
That's it.
But, you know, when you're a kid, it's so fucking intimidating.
Oh, no. That's the worst. Dropping in is... You'll tell someone, no matter how many times you tell them, lean forward, I'll wait on your front foot. They won't do it. The first time, they'll never do it.
It's so intimidating.
Because that's when you're watching someone drop in the first time, you know exactly what's going to happen. So you're just watching. Everyone's got a camera out because you know it's going to it's gonna be better.
Yeah.
True.
I fucked up that multiple times.
My brother fucked his face up.
So how do you fuck up dropping in? You just don't put all your weight in, then it just goes out from under you?
They don't do that. Yep. You just skid down on your tail, and then some people like take their foot off and they'll slip back. And
fucking hell.
Yeah.
It's scary.
I guess that's probably like less painful than if you do too far leaning forward and you face plant.
Yeah,
it is.
So
it's probably,
I don't know if you guys can hear that, the people listening, but if you can hear the beeping in the background, that is our party bus pulling into the driveway to drive us to LA.
Yes. God, it's been a hectic trip. Yeah, we actually have to go, but
all right.
What's your Instagram again, bro?
Keegan Hawk Skates.
Keegan Hawk Skates.
Keegan Hawk Skates.
Hit him up. And it's been,
it's been awesome to talk to you, man.
Sweet. It's been good. Thank you for having
me. And hanging out. Yeah, I guess we'll see you in freaking Melbourne next time, hopefully. Yeah. Gotta get flat. All right, we'll go. Yeah. All
right. We're wrapping it up right now.
Tony Hawk's wrapping it up. It's all good. Okay, peace. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys. Bye.